And Hodges genuinely believes some of the most abject nonsense that's out there. For example, he said, oh, Russia's economy's in trouble, and they're just the size of Spain. No, they're not. No, they're not. You know, International Monetary Fund and others have now identified that Russia's economy is in the top five in the world in terms of measured by gross domestic product, purchasing power parity. That's a far cry from being Spain, who's not even, I don't even think they're in the top 10 of those countries. The failure to recognize that a country like Russia, which is rich, you know, overflowing with gas, oil, uranium, other precious metals and rare earth minerals, and has an intact industrial base. To not take that seriously is one thing. The other thing Hodges did, which I found shocking, because they were Danny was trying to press him on, why'd you guys let Ukraine run that counteroffensive? And on the one hand, Davis would say, Hodges would say, we would never send U.S. forces into an offensive without air power. Okay. And you knew Ukraine didn't have air power, so what the hell were you thinking?
Mm.
And he comes in and he does the tap dance like Bill Robinson from Bojangles, you know? He's just tap right, tap left. So it's appalling. And it's not just him. Petraeus says these things. Keane says these things. And what their refusal to acknowledge what's taking place on the ground right now is going to lead to one of these moments where people, wake up and go, what in the world's going on? You told us we were winning.